Hey besties, I'm back. So today I would love to talk to you about a book that absolutely blew my mind. And that book was Layla by Colleen Hoover. So buckle up because this one was a wild ride for me and I'm going to try and convey that to you as best as I can. Okay, so the book starts and our narrator is Leeds. Who is a gentleman who is very unfulfilled in his life, and he is a bass player in a band, and he is playing at a wedding, and there's only one person on the dance floor, and she is dancing terribly, and he can't keep his eyes off of her because she is just out there bad dancing, probably drunk, but it's really the only highlight of his night. I mean, the band that he plays for, he hates his friends, like the lead singer, and he never like lets Leeds take control over anything, doesn't let him sing. All he can do is play bass. So once their set is done and they're done playing for the wedding and they're packing up and they're getting a drink, Leeds talks to this girl who was dancing so badly, and she gets in the pool, and who is it? None other than Layla. So he's in the pool with her, talking to her about life, and she's being very philosophical. She's being very open. She's being very random. She's like asking all these crazy questions. She tells him that he's the saddest looking person she's ever seen, and that if he's not happy, then he should do whatever he can to chase his happiness. If he's not happy with the band, then be your own musician. Like, it's got to be better than being unhappy constantly all the time. So Leeds is absolutely smitten with her from the get-go because she's just no holds barred. She is fully herself and unapologetically her, you know, and he is addicted to that. He craves it. He wants to be that. So they wind up talking and of course flirting, and they wind up spending the night together, and they're both enthralled with one another. So much so it's like a drug. They can't let it go. They wake up the next morning and Layla's supposed to be going back to Chicago and Leeds is supposed to be going back to Nashville, but they can't even imagine being parted from one another. So they decide to stay an extra 3 nights at the bed and breakfast that Layla's sister's wedding was in, which is where, you know, Leeds was playing in the band and Layla was the maid of honor. So they just decide to stay an extra night in this bed and breakfast. So they stay those extra nights and they still can't get enough of each other. So Layla, being a little bit directionless and doesn't really have anything in Chicago to go back to, she goes with Leeds to Nashville. And so when they go back to Nashville, they are just living a really happy life. Like, they are so happy together, and Leeds has decided that he's going to like really try and do his music. And he finally, 2 months later, posts a picture of him and Layla on Instagram. And now he's not, you know, a superstar. He's not huge. He's got like 5,000 followers. And so he posts this picture of him and Layla, and people in the comments are immediately dragging her. They're like, wow, I like you better when you're single. Who is she? You could do better. So Leeds deletes it, thinking that Layla hasn't seen it. But Layla then brings up, oh, I saw the picture you posted of us on Instagram. And he's like, yeah, I deleted it because of the trolls. And she's like, I don't mind. You're in the public eye. Like, I signed up for this. But Leeds just, he didn't want to break the bubble of happiness, contentment, and love. Well, that day, Leeds and Layla are packing up to go on a trip, and someone knocks on the door. And Leeds is about to get in the shower, and Layla opens the door. And they hear a loud pop. And Leeds goes out there, and Layla's been shot. And then Leeds gets shot. And right before Leeds, you know, is aware of it, he gets the gun and shoots the person who shot them. An important piece of the story that I'm actually leaving out is when that Instagram issue happened and he deleted the photo, he did mention that in his past he had a little bit of an intense relationship with a woman named Sable, who he went out with just for fun, and then they sort of started hanging around with each other for a couple of weeks. But what he didn't realize is that Sable was the lead chair for the fan club for him and his band, and so she was just really extreme, very obsessive, and he had to break it off. And she had a history of mental health issues, as well as I'm pretty sure bulimia and other issues like that. And they wound up going their separate ways, but she, Sable, could not handle that breakup. So, as you can guess, it was Sable who wound up shooting Layla and Leeds, and then Leeds wound up shooting Sable. Fast forward 6 months, Layla is recovering. She was shot in the head. She has a scar, and she's not been herself since the accident. I mean, understandably so. That's a traumatic experience and a lot of recovery. And so it's 6 months later, and Leeds just can tell that they are not what they once used to be. And even though Layla is medically cleared, she's just not the girl that she once was. So he thought, if I take her back to our roots, where we were so happy, where we met, that maybe they can get that inkling, that feeling back with one another. Now, because of this traumatic brain injury, you know, gunshot wound to the head, she has some memory loss, some amnesia. She easily forgets things and feels like she's missing something and all this, right? So he is hoping he can like lapse her memory and really bring back those happy moments. And so they fly back to the bed and breakfast that they had initially met. And immediately when they walk in, Leeds feels nostalgic. Now it's not a bed and breakfast anymore. Interestingly enough, it's on the market. And so Leeds kind of alludes to the realtor that maybe they'd be interested in buying it, but he never ran that past Layla. But his hope is that they'll reconnect so much through this bed and breakfast that maybe they can buy it. And honestly, when they first met at the bed and breakfast, Layla did say that she would enjoy a lifestyle like that, you know, constantly meeting strangers, like running a bed and breakfast and just having new life all the time. So it's pretty soon after they arrive at the bed and breakfast that's now for sale that some strange things wind up happening. Leeds is making soup for Layla and a smoke alarm goes off and he goes downstairs and the washcloth that he left near the oven was catching on fire and he saw it in the sink kind of burnt up to a crisp with the water running and he just didn't understand how that could have happened because he was upstairs with Layla. And then he was emailing a realtor and asking questions about the house and his laptop gets shut on his fingers. And then he's in the grand piano room, which is where he had a moment with Layla back when they first met. And the piano starts playing and Leeds starts to put together that, you know what? There might be a paranormal spirit in this house, a ghost. And he realizes that he needs to sort of try and communicate to it. And he realizes that after he gets on a paranormal forum and they're like, have you tried talking to your ghost yet? And so he just bucks up and he decides he's going to ask. So he's in the grand room and so the piano keys start playing and they come up with a plan where if you hit the A key, it means yes, D key means no, and another key for I don't know or don't have the answer. And so he proceeds to ask her a few questions. Are you a ghost? How long have you been here? Well, of course, she couldn't answer how long had she been there because she wasn't able to type that out on the piano. And so he finds out that she's been stuck in the house and he tries to find another way to communicate with her and finds out that she can message on technology. So like if he leaves his laptop out, she can manipulate the keyboard. So she was able to share that her name is Willow and that she has been stuck in the house and she's actually the one who drove the previous owner out of the house and that she can possess Layla's body. And she proves this to him by taking over Layla's body and they're able to have a conversation together. Now, she had been possessing Layla's body to eat. She would possess Layla's body at dinner time and would scarf down food. And it's funny because Layla, with her traumatic brain injury, was obsessive over her food and how much she was eating because she felt like she kept gaining weight. And so Layla was never eating. And then when the spirit Willow would take over the body, she would be hungry and she would scarf down food because she missed food. Because as a ghost, she felt nothing. She couldn't sleep. She couldn't eat. She couldn't drink. She stared at the clock because time didn't even matter to her anymore. And over the course of time, Leeds really starts to like Willow. And I mean, she is taking over Layla's body. So already he sort of has these conflicted feelings because he loves Layla, but he's sort of falling out of love with her because she's not really the same person that she used to be. Insert Willow, who's now taking over Layla's body. And it's like the best of both worlds. Layla's body, Willow's new personality. And he just is obsessed with it to the point where he would try to drug Layla at night just so Willow could take over her body when she's supposed to be sleeping and they could have conversations together. And I was so mad at him. I just couldn't believe it. How could he, you know, allow a spirit to possess his girlfriend and not tell her, and then go out of his way to almost drug her. But then Willow was not having that. She smashed the wine glass out of his hands when he tried to put an Ambien in it, and she's like, we can't do this. And of course he understood her logic, because that was totally messed up. So they proceed to, you know, have this like behind closed doors relationship, like unbeknownst to Layla or anyone else. Well, he's pretty much catching feelings for her. So he goes back to the paranormal forum and finds someone who wants to help. And it's finally coming to a culmination when Willow is possessing Layla's body and she gets spooked out of her body. And Layla's freaking out because she's having these like blackouts, because obviously she doesn't remember when Willow's in her body. And so Layla is just like, what the is happening to me? And she just cannot figure it out. Now, you can chalk it up to the brain injury, but like Leeds is really trying to make her feel crazy and really setting herself up for self-destruction, because he is hiding things from her and making her sound crazy when she's not. And there's literally a spirit possessing her body. And I was just so mad. I was thinking, man, Layla has literally been through it all, and you're gonna fall in love with a freaking spirit, Leeds? Are you kidding me? That is literally the worst. And he is trying to come up with, oh, I'm gonna buy the bed and breakfast just so I can come back and visit Willow. And he didn't really care what Layla had to say about that, because he was being selfish. But it's weird, because Willow only possesses Layla's body, so how was he gonna be able to convince Layla to keep coming back so Willow could possess her body? It was getting really convoluted. Well, he was so interested in continuing to talk to Willow that he winds up tying Layla to the bed for this paranormal investigator to come and to try and figure out how they can free Willow. Well, the paranormal investigator has Layla come down and has Willow possess her body. And Willow says, you know, I feel two separate memories when I'm in Layla's body. I see Sables and I see Layla. So the easiest conclusion to come to is that Willow is actually Sable. So this whole time, Leeds has been falling in love with the murderer. Well, she's dead and Layla's not, but fell in love with the girl that ambushed them and attacked them. And so he has a little bit of a crisis of conscience, but he just still feels so much for her that he still wants to help her. And so the paranormal investigator asks Willow to take over Leeds' body and sees what happens. And when she takes over Leeds' bodies, she does not have two sets of memories. She doesn't feel comfortable in Leeds' body like she feels in Layla's. Well, when she winds up leaving Leeds' body, the investigator basically says, here's what I think happened. And are you ready for this? When Sable and Layla both lay dying from their gunshot wounds, their souls got confused. So when Layla was resuscitated, Sable's soul slipped in. And since Layla's fondest memory was of the bed and breakfast, her soul went to the bed and breakfast. And I'll tell you what, that blew my mind. So I was so unsuspecting. I 100% thought that Willow's spirit was actually Sable, just to then find out that Leeds is falling in love this whole time with the crazy lady who tried to kill him and his girlfriend. He's actually been falling back in love with Layla, who is Willow. And that immediately turned it into the sweetest love story that I have ever heard. I might be deranged, but when it came out that Willow was Layla and that Sable had taken over Layla's body, and that's why Leeds had fallen out of love with her, I immediately thought, oh my god, they're soulmates. Like, their souls are communicating with each other, that even bodiless and as a spirit, Leeds is still hopelessly in love with Layla. Granted, Leeds is obviously obsessive, because he ate a piece of her hair, for god's sake. Like, that's disgusting. I think that Layla and Leeds both have issues. They seemed a little manic to me. They moved very fast in their relationship. Like, they were a little unhinged to begin with. But like, oh, Willow is Layla and he's been falling back in love with her this whole time. That was, oh, pull at my heartstrings, why don't you, Colleen? Oh, that was so sweet. But now begs the question of, how are they going to get Layla back into her body? you know, how are they going to get Sable's soul out of Layla's body and get Willow, aka Layla, back into Layla's body? So the paranormal investigator winds up leaving them because he's like, hey, I just helped you identify your ghost and, like, figure out what's going on. I don't actually have any recommendations for how to do this. Like, you're on your own. And he leaves. As it would turn out, the paranormal investigator was a spirit inhabiting a human's body. So that was weird. I would love to hear more about Richard Randall, but alas, there is no further detail on him. Colleen, if you write that book, I'll read it. Okay, baby? Alrighty. So Layla, Willow, the spirit version of Layla, decides that they have to kill Layla's physical body to get Sable out, but that Layla's spirit needs to be ready, waiting on the sidelines, to dive back in. And so Leeds is so scared because he doesn't want to permanently kill Layla. He just wants Sable's soul out of her body. But I mean, at this point, Sable is thinking he's crazy. He's tying her up and he's basically holding her hostage. And I'm sure it's really confusing to be Sable's soul in Layla's body. And like, she understands that her memories are all jumbled up, but like, she did suffer a gunshot wound to the head. So you would think that everybody would be able to write that off. Like, what is a soul without its connecting body? You know what I mean? So it's all very confusing. Anyway, Layla decides that the best way to do it would be to drown her. Now, her sister and brother-in-law come to visit the night that they decide that they are going to drown Layla's physical body. And Layla's sister is a nurse. So it sort of is optimal because Leeds doesn't really know CPR. And of course, Layla's sister being a nurse means she'll do anything to resuscitate her sister. So they get in the pool, which is where they first meet. And Layla's spirit is initially inhabiting Layla's body. But before he starts drowning her, Layla's spirit has to leave Layla's body and sit on the sidelines. So then Sable's soul takes control and, of course, is fighting for her life, scratching him, attacking him, and he is holding her underwater, struggling and struggling. It's a wonder that they didn't wake up the sister and the brother-in-law. And so when he finally feels that there's no more resistance, he pulls her back up. He starts screaming for Layla's sister. He starts trying to administer CPR on his own, and sister comes running out screaming, "Get away from her! Leave her alone!" Like, she's, you know, performing CPR. He calls 911. He only has 5 minutes. That's it. That's the window that he has. He's got 5 minutes. And he's watching the minutes tick down. And Layla's not breathing. And finally, she spits up water. And he's on the phone with 911. And the ambulance is 11 minutes out. And he knows that he has got to meet that ambulance because he's only got this 5 minute window. And his time is dwindling. So he gets Layla in the car, which, of course, the sister is now like, I can't trust this guy. Like, he's trying to murder my sister. He's got scratch marks on him from when Sable was trying to fight him off from drowning her. And they get her in the ambulance and they get her to the hospital. And the sister's like, you are fucking crazy and psycho. You're not going anywhere near my sister again. And he's like, I love her. And so when Layla finally wakes up, now it's time. It's time to find out who is inhabiting Layla's body. Will it be Layla? Will it be Sable? She asks for Leeds, and Leeds goes in the room, and Layla looks at him and says, you're the saddest looking man I've ever seen, or whatever, which was her initial line to him when she first met him playing the bass at the wedding. So he immediately knew that it was Layla, and he was like, we are meant to be together. Our souls are intertwined forever. And that was, look, I'm demented and a little bit messed up, and it's obvious because of how sweet I thought that book was. That was phenomenal. Like, I loved Verity. That was a 5-star read for me just because of how much it just, like, it left me constantly thinking about it. Layla, I think, is a 4.5-star read for me because I spent so much time hating it, but then so much time loving it once the twist happened. So Colleen Hoover just has the best way of writing the most messed up stuff that, like, you can't help but to watch, like a train wreck. Like, you can't turn away, you can't stop reading even though you don't agree with it. However, I will not be reading her romances. I just can't bring myself to redeem an irredeemable character, which is what Leeds was until he was redeemed, but I'm taking a hard stance against it. So, as always, if you have any book recommendations that you would like me to read and talk about on the podcast, please email me at bookscoop@yahoo.com. All right. Love you. Bye.